Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
That was Marcus Jones here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons, talking about the red zone issues, something that has been a bee in the bonnet of Big Ted Johnson over the course of the season. Doesn't like how frequently teams get in the red zone and get in the end zone and score touchdowns for this Patriots defense that otherwise has been pretty good, pretty competitive, Fitzy.
Yeah, it's kind of their Achilles on defense. That's their, well... You could also say, well, they do happen to let the other team score first a lot. So, but they recover nicely. It's just that once if they prevent the other team from getting into the red zone, they do great. But when they get in the red zone, it's kind of almost a certainty they're going to score, which is strange for a team that has a well, I won't say elite, but well-regarded defense in the NFL.
617-779-7937. We have talked about the warts of other teams. So if you want to talk about the warts of your New England Patriots coming off Thursday night football, whether it's depth or health or it's red zone defense, first game drive defense, whatever it may be, 617-779-7937. Reminder, about 10 minutes, a little more than 10 minutes from now, we'll talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots, Drake May. But right now we'll go to the phone lines and talk to our buddy Justin in D.C. What's up, Justin?
Hey, gentlemen. I think our warts on this team are what you kind of outlined that Mike Vrabel did, too. It's red zone defense. And I'm going to take it from a little bit different of a perspective. Nate Silver, the election forecaster and gambler, had a great breakdown about how the NFL is now a different game. And basically what has happened is teams are more efficient at scoring. So while scoring has stayed the same, on 33% of more drives, teams score due to going for it on fourth down, the field goal kickers, the kickoff rule changes. So you need to be super efficient on offense and defense to win. And that's my argument. Mike Vrabel botched this. The red zone defense is last in the NFL. So any team that has an above average quarterback that does not turn the ball over and a good defense can come into Gillette and beat the number one seed Patriots because they sat on their hands, they didn't get a pass rusher, and this red zone defense is arguably historically awful.
Thanks for the call, Justin. Historically awful, Fitzy, this red zone defense. Achilles
That's just
heel.
Like Ted talking about how, like when Ted mentions, what is it, this Patriots team is the worst DVOA for a team that has this record since 1972 or something like that. Like,
yes, I believe at 7-2 that was the case. I don't know if that's upheld over the last couple
much
weeks.
Better at 9-2. I mean, wait, hold on. Are we just getting all built up for like 15-2, 14-3, 13-4, number one seed, and then it's all going to come crashing down? Like, are you afraid this is a house of cards?
I am not personally, because I think the offense is pretty good. I think the you may give up some points. And you know what? If Drake May is an MVP candidate and Drake May is the big boy that I think we all think he is, then Drake, go out there and score some points. They've put up high 20s and 30 points often enough. There's no saying that if you give up 24 points, you're going to lose a playoff game. If you give up 28 points, you're going to lose a playoff game. I don't even, 31 points. It's not difficult for me to envision an MVP candidate quarterback, who we just talked about, Fitzy. Due to injury, they've added more weapons that you feel good about in the passing game and more weapons that you feel good about in the run game. Is it hard for you to envision they could score 30-plus points, 35-plus points to win a shootout in the postseason at Gillette Stadium?
No, as a matter of fact. Dare I say, I think that would almost be more fun.
Oh, it would be very enjoyable. If you want to give me not necessarily the individual performance that Josh Allen had yesterday, but if you want to give me that kind of a game for the divisional round of the playoffs, because, you know, if you know the number one seed, you're sitting back and you watch and you wait for somebody to come to you in the divisional round. You want to give me that game and say it goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and then they win it at the end with some Drake May to Kayshon Booty or Drake May to Stephon Diggs success. That sounds like a hell of a first playoff game for the Drake May-Mike Vrabel combination in Foxborough.
Oh, the Matriots would have the region in an absolute lather. I can't imagine that it goes any other way. I don't see a defensive standoff. I don't see some frozen trench warfare come January. I think it would be a high-scoring affair because teams will find some weak spots in this defense, which does have a lot of newcomers and some relative young ones as well.
Bingo. If you tell me it's going to be a low-scoring game in a defensive battle, I don't feel as good about the Patriots' chances of advancing. But if you just tell me, yeah, they got some red zone issues and they're going to give up some points, I go, okay, Drake's out there, right? Drake's healthy. Drake's got the offense. Josh McDaniels, they're cooking. They'll score some points. So we're getting ahead of ourselves looking at warts in the postseason, but we're envisioning playoff success because we see what the Patriots are and we've seen the rest of the NFL. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we've been promising it. It's a Patriots Monday. We're going to talk to the man that is Drake May, the MVP candidate, next here on WEEI.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah, back here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. We will be talking to the quarterback of your New England Patriots, the MVP candidate, Drake May, shortly as he comes off the mini-bye. We did have a texter earlier, and I know we talked about the weirdness of New England fans jumping into his wife's social media and comments and all that, but we did have a very nice texter that said they made the, and I don't know what recipe, apple cinnamon something, and it was very good. They used the recipe she had.
That was the one when he had everybody over, and I think he hired the hibachi chef.
Yep. There was no sake. No sake.
How do you have hibachi without having the squirt bottle of sake?
I mean, you're a professional who has a sport, and you give up certain things to be at the highest level come Sunday.
Yeah, sure. There was no sake. Sure.
I have no idea. That cannot relate. That doesn't make any that doesn't make any sense to me.
But yes, so they're using her recipes. Some people, as is so often the case, some people are putting social media to use for good things. And then there's the other 97% that put it to use for bad things and idiocy.
Have you actually, here's a question for you. Have you ever cooked, I believe Drake will be coming up in a couple of minutes now. Have you ever cooked anything off social media?
Oh, all the time. Well, yeah. I have cooked a couple things off social media. I send them to family members to request that they make things off social media all the time.
Oh.
What are you laughing at?
That's hilarious. I could see you like sending it to your wife like, hey, this would be kind of cool if you made this for me for dinner tonight.
Wife, daughter, son's girlfriend, cousin. I have at least
son's
four
girlfriend.
Or five different
all women.
Chains.
Huh? Okay.
Touche.
Wow.
It's a fair criticism. I really have no anti-sexist retort there. That's
it's
a fair criticism.
Yeah, you see, it's a patriarchy on the South Coast the way it should be.
But the you can find a lot of cool stuff on there. You can find
are you kidding?
A lot of good videos.
And the best stuff that you get there, Andy, is whenever you're hosting. Like, Football Sunday is the best day to check TikTok recipes. The things people do with wraps and like the King's Hawaiian little sweet buns and whatever else, it'll elevate your game day hosting like that.
So as we await Drake May here, we're going to go around the NFL and look at some of the things that happened over the weekend, some of the headlines, some of the results that are altering our views of certain teams and what level they're going to be at when, I don't know, January comes around and maybe they go home. So let's start with the Kansas City Chiefs. As Dan Ball writes, they're on life support. They have a 5-5 record, and I believe they are now, I didn't check this, Dan Ball, I believe they're now 0-5 in one score games with their quarterback named Patrick Mahomes, who that's supposed to be his hotspot, right? You got a one score game, you're going to win it with Reed and Mahomes at the end, Kelsey, everybody. They've lost two in a row. They're third in the division. They're ninth in the AFC. They have losses against the Chargers, the Eagles, the Jags, the Bills, the Broncos, all by one score or less. I will say they have a plus 73 point differential, which is the third best in the AFC behind the Patriots and the Colts. Are the Chiefs done? Are we ready? Or is this one of those, like, you're walking away from the horror film villain and he sits up while you're walking away and you should have put another bullet in him?
You know, the one that, you know, the gif that always gets used of the Undertaker.
Yep.
Yep. That's it. Like, I don't care. Like, this needs to end like Friday the 13th, part four. I'm sure Stiz will get the reference. Like, you have to kill Jason and then you have to like stab him 100 times and shoot him and burn like it. Sorry. Like until I see Kornacki on Sunday Night Football saying the Chiefs have mathematically been eliminated from the 2025 NFL postseason, then there's always going to be a way for them to come back. I don't care. So what? It was the pendulum was supposed to swing this way. Last year, 12-0 in one score games. This year, 0-5 in one score games. Okay, so karma's going to come back around, and sometimes fair play and statistics can be a bitch. Oh, well, guess what? So can Patrick Mahomes when he's in the playoffs. And you know, those refs will just somehow find a way to do something damn to you. And if he's on the road, a couple years ago, Andy, he made it. They went through Buffalo on the road, and then they went through Baltimore on the road to make it to a Super Bowl in which they defeated the 49ers. So No, not until like there is the corpse of the Chiefs do I say they have a chance.
By the way, Fitzy, Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. The Bills, they won yesterday. They had a fun shootout game. It actually was reminiscent a little bit, Fitzy, of a Bills-Chiefs type of game. A little bit of a back and forth there. The difference being, well, at least the difference in the postseason being compared to regular season, Josh Allen gets the job done. He overcame some early issues. He had a couple interceptions. Then he had that play which epitomized he was trying to do too much in my eyes when he was like 5 yards downfield, 8 yards downfield, and he was about to pick up the first down, and he got too cute and tried to throw it to the tight end as a backwards pass, except it wasn't a backwards pass. Yes, Dan Ball?
He kind of managed to play half a game as 2018 Josh Allen and half a game as 2024 Josh Allen. Like, he looked like two completely different quarterbacks, possession to possession, which kind of would worry me a little bit. If he's getting desperate enough, Fitzy, to start playing like a little bit more of the gunslinger that you thought he was just going to end up being long-term, that would worry me a little bit, but maybe that's just me being over pessimistic.
Oh, no. I think Josh Allen in desperation mode, where he's willing to take a big hit and try to get the extra yard, where he's willing to try to, you know, sneak a laser beam in a tighter window. Yeah, he's gonna give you one or two, but you know what else he's gonna do? As he proved yesterday against a very good NFL defense, he's gonna sneak a half dozen by you as well, which is dangerous. I think they're even more dangerous. I put it this way. I'm more anxious as a Patriots fan about Buffalo coming to town than the Patriots going to Baltimore.
I think that's fair with the way the Ravens have been playing and with, yesterday, Dan says it, you kind of played a tale of two halves almost. Like, he can play a not great half and still whoop your ass and put up some numbers. Mm-hmm. So, Fitzy, did you know they... NFL players with three passing TDs of 25-plus yards in a game, 182. NFL players with three rushing TDs in a game, 357. NFL players to do both in the same game, that would be one. And his name is Josh Allen, and he's the Bills quarterback, and he is the reigning MVP, and he's done it twice in his career. He is just a marvel to watch. And
he's awesome.
He can be infuriating. I bet you there's times where Sean McDermott has a little bit of that old Mike Holmgren with Brett Favre, like, are you done? Are you done with the stupid stuff? Can we be done with this and just move on to the good plays and the fun plays and the smart plays?
Can we stop giving the ball to the other team and actually put it in the end zone again?
Yeah, and there's definitely some of that, but as you joked, he might give you two, but then he's going to take six. Like, he's going to do it exponentially over the course of an extended period of time. And there are some weirdness to his, you know, weapons. He doesn't have great weapons. Keon Coleman was benched yesterday for
missing a meeting.
Yeah, being late or something.
But also, how did the ghost of Gabe Davis come back to life and then turn into 2022 Gabe Davis just in time? Like, they do have and also yesterday that was without Dalton Kincaid. Like, James Cook wasn't even much of a factor. Just the same way we're talking about, like, watch out, Drake May, Mike, Kayshon Booty, Ramondre back. Pat's offense is going to be at full strength just when they need to. He may have an arsenal. Like, they did that yesterday. Khalil Shakir had, like, a catch yesterday. He wasn't even a factor. He's going to have a whole posse of people that he can throw touchdowns to, and that can be a pain in your ass next time. That game, I'm already calling it best game the rest of the year, Buffalo at New England.
The 978 says, but then the Bills choke in the playoffs. Okay, we'll see. I mean, you're going to get that chance for it to play out. There's also others from the text line 413. Think Drake May will have trouble in the January cold of Foxborough. So, you know, you got a couple theories, questions there that could be butting heads. Theories on J.J. McCarthy have been mixed, to say the least. He missed last year with injury. He got injured again this year. He had one great quarter and a comeback. Then yesterday, as the fourth quarter began, he had completed 10 of 22 passes, Fitzy. Is that good?
Mm-mm.
No, it is not.
No, that was not the it factor.
Well, to be fair, he had actually completed 12 of them. It's just two of them had gone to the other team for interceptions. His off-rate target throws was an astronomical, Dan Ball's word, not mine, 32% at that point. So one out of every three passes was off target by the quants out there. J.J. McCarthy, Where we at, Fitzy, with J.J. McCarthy and his whole it factor? And forget the it factor. Is he a franchise quarterback? Is he a first-round quarterback as we always keep reassessing the 2024 draft class?
Well, I mean, you can say he's not a first-round talent, but he was drafted in the first round.
True that.
So you have to, like, live with the letter of the law and the label. Like, yeah, I guess he's a first-round quarterback. But it's not looking great right now. It really isn't. Kevin O'Connell's frustrated. Justin Jefferson. See, this is what happens. If you lose your alpha, if you lose that number one wide receiver, then that's a problem because that's who the offense runs through. He is the star. And if Justin Jefferson's like, I can't play with him, then something's going to change. And what would you rather do if you were in Minnesota? Find a free agent or draft another guy to keep Justin Jefferson pleased or end up with a Devontae Adams situation where he's talking about, I got to get the blank out of here. This MF is going to get me killed. And next thing you know, he and his Taco Bell are getting traded across the country. He's only started though, like Andy, how many games has he started? Because he missed half the season with the high ankle sprain. He started like 4.5 games.
Oh yeah, he hasn't started much, and that's the excuse. That's the excuse from I got a lot of criticisms of my questioning of J.J. McCarthy on my timeline, and it's funny how most of them had some sort of like Wolverine, Big Blue, something something in their name or description to tell me that all the Michigan fans are coming to the defense of J.J. McCarthy.
Which is bizarre to me, guys, because that offense was not J.J. McCarthy as much as it was, I think it was Blake Corum at the time that was his running back. He was such a low-volume passer in college. That's why I was hesitant for, at the time being in New York, the New York teams up at the top of the draft to take him, because I don't see a fit here. With Kevin O'Connell being such a good quarterback coach and having good wide receivers around a low-volume passer, I kind of see it like a Ryan Tannehill situation, where unless you have a high-volume running back like a Derrick Henry around you, I don't know if the offense really works with J.J.
Yeah. He had the best offensive line in college football. He had the best defense in college football. He had the best coach in college football. He had a workhorse running back. Those were the things that were at his disposal to win. And then he just kind of made the plays he needed to make to be a complementary piece of that, whatever you want to call it, game manager, you know, caretaker of the offense.
I mean, hey, he managed himself to a lot of success. I'm not here to knock him for what he did, but you have to recognize the infrastructure around him when you look at what he did in college.
There's also, Fitzy, the alter ego, and people were like, wait a minute, J.J. McCarthy's got two picks, but wait till 9 comes out. When 9 gets in the game, he's going to take this game over, and he has it.
Oh, really? Oh, is that his version of Mr. Unlimited? When 9 comes out, he's unlimited. Look, I'll be the first to admit that, you know, when you put 7 offensive linemen out there and intermittently hand the ball to Blake Corum and Donovan Edwards, you're probably going to be able to just, exert your will and do whatever it is that you want to do. And they did just that, and it was really fun to watch, and he was efficient when asked. Harbaugh and Tom Brady and others touted him ad nauseum. He looks like, the problem is, he's infuriating to watch because 1 minute he makes a dynamite throw, uses his hyper-athleticism to make great runs, scoots in the end zone, survives out of a sack, and kind of does things that only a select few people in the NFL have done or can do now. And then the next play, he makes a horrific read, forces a pass, and it's a pick, or he misses a wide-open receiver. Like, Kevin O'Connell, honestly, I bet they're... Honestly, Andy, even though things didn't go great yesterday for Sammy Squarejaw against the Ramajamas, I bet you they're kind of regretting getting out too quick on Darnold.
Seller's remorse. Can we get Sam Darnold back? Can we just get the band back together? You guys want to just, backseas? We had our fingers crossed. Can we bring him back? Hey, we'll give you a barely used J.J. McCarthy if you want to build something young moving forward. Dan Ball, it's funny, though. So we're talking about J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah.
And what he was at Michigan.
Sure.
And it kind of reminds me of the conversation of the next team we need to talk about and their quarterback. Except, they have been to multiple championships. He's been there longer. He's done some good, done some bad, won a Super Bowl. Jalen Hurts at the helm of the Philadelphia Eagles, where he had great offensive line, great defense, great running back. The running game was the core of the offense a year ago.
He still does, you could argue.
Well, I don't know. I might argue, having watched them a little bit more yesterday and some of the issues they've dealt with this year, I think there's certainly a question as how good that line has played. They're a good offensive line that may not be playing as well as its resume, reputation, recent history. Certainly that's, I mean, the numbers for Saquon Barkley dropping off are eye-opening. From 125 yards per game to 63 or whatever, it's basically less than half of what he was doing per game last year. Now, they still have a good defense, clearly, because they've beaten two Super Bowl caliber teams or whatever you want to call it. They beat the Packers 10-7 and they beat the Lions 16-9. So the defense, I feel like they're like, hey, guys, I don't know what you guys got going over there, Jalen and AJ and Nick. Why don't you guys figure that out? Because over here, we're kind of balling against some pretty good offenses. And if you guys could ever get your bleep together, we'll be back to the best team in football.
It's a N'Kobe Dean was making plays last night. He's finally like the healthiest he's been since they drafted him, and he fell to him in the third round. They make the Jalen Phillips deal. By the way, Howie wrote, like, he was just getting all his flowers last night on the broadcast. I gotta tell you, Mike, I love the way that this Howie wrote. How does he do it? He always finds someone. But yeah, they can pass rush, they can stuff the run, they can cover, opportunistic in the secondary. Their linebacking core might be second to none in the NFL. The Eagles are going to just try to win the game by a suffocating defense. I made sure to say defense, not suffocating. Yep. And a really strong run game and the occasional push, whatever the frig you want to call it.
And Mike Vrabel has a liking for that. He likes the pile push or the push pile, the Travion Henderson touchdown the other day, but not really any tush pushes, yes?
But I think the point that you were getting at the beginning, Andy, about Jalen Hurts is that when your running back takes a step back, when your offensive line isn't at its league best, and your coach, you know, you can poke holes in the coach and his personality and being a dink and all that. The only thing that's left is the quarterback elevating the play. And I think you can see with the lack of connection right now with A.J. Brown and just the lack of consistency with a pass game in general. I'm sorry, Jalen Hurts is not a good passer, but we have something to get to back behind the scenes. So, Andy, back to you.
Okay, so we'll pick up that ball where we left off, that Dan ball where we left off, talking about the Eagles and quarterbacks stepping up. Certainly, Josh Allen is the example of that. When Steph Diggs went to Houston, Josh Allen stepped up and won the MVP award in Buffalo a year ago. Now, he didn't win the Super Bowl, and I know that's the measuring stick by which some people will judge him moving forward in his career as the Bills quarterback, but that's the reality of a franchise quarterback. Can you win when you have the talent around you? And then the next level is when the talent around you starts to get hurt or is missing, can you still win? Can you turn it up a notch and win? Speaking of MVP caliber quarterbacks, let's go to the guest line where Drake May, quarterback of the New England Patriots, joins us here on WEEI Afternoons. Drake May is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. By Windward Mental Health, start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com. And by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Drake May, how was your mini bye weekend after that win on Thursday night?
What's going on? Yeah, it's good to get a win. Good to enjoy the 3-day weekend. I know after, Thursday night, you always want to come up with a win. And it was good to get back in and get ready for Cincinnati.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Fitzy.
No, I was just going to ask him if he had a chance to watch any football this weekend like the rest of us, Drake. Obviously, we usually focus on you guys on Sunday, but with Patriots on Thursday, we got to watch a little rest of the NFL. Did you get a chance to do so?
Yeah, I did. It's a little weird not playing. Almost feels like something's wrong. But no, I got a chance to watch a little bit and spend some time, rest up, and get ready to go for the second half, really the second half of the season almost, it feels like. So that was good.
So, Drake, I know you've probably turned the page to getting ready for the Bengals in this week, but we haven't had a chance to talk to you since Thursday night. So I wanted to go back, and the first guy I wanted to touch on and ask you about was Travion Henderson stepping up. He steps up with the big plays in Tampa, and then against the Jets, it was a couple more, you know, 3 more touchdowns, some really tough yards, kind of lowering his shoulders and plowing through people. What'd you think about your rookie running back there?
Yeah, just so proud, Travion. So proud of how the approach, you know, stepping up with Ramondre out and kind of get thrown in the fire, and he's done a great job responding. He's got, 5 touchdowns the past 2 weeks. He's just doing all the right things, and he cares. He cares a lot, and I think the biggest thing, he just keeps on going and asking questions and wants to get better, and he's running hard, you know, finishing runs. It sets the tone for those guys up front that want to block for him, and he's catching it out of the backfield great. So I look forward to, you know, continue with him and get some guys back, and it'll be fun.
Drake, so you're a couple days removed from the win on Thursday night against the Jets. What did you think you guys did best? What do you think went well for you guys? And also, could you tell us exactly how that sequence worked out in the third quarter, where you were rolling to your right, looked like you were going to run or go out of bounds, and then you found Steph Diggs for that great improvisational play that I think really just kind of cemented the game for you guys?
Yeah, I thought we were good on first down. I thought we had some explosive plays on first down. I thought we ran the ball. We threw the ball on first down. We were kind of, you know, multiple on first down. And then, yeah, I think the guys were great at, you know, really all night protection-wise. You know, I really had all day, you know, back there from those guys and just trying to do my part of getting different guys. And so that's one of the best things about our team is, you know, it's a new guy every week and guys, different guys make multiple plays a game. So just trying to do my part, spread the ball around. And, yeah, on that one, just trying to, you know, keep the play alive as long as I can to remain a passer. And Steph made a, you know, good play. And like I said, just try to remain a passer as long as I can and, you know, kind of keep the thread of both, you know, possibility.
Patriots quarterback Drake May here on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. Drake, one of those touchdowns to Travion Henderson, through the air, he leaked out of the backfield, looked like he ran a little corner. They had a confusion. After the touchdown, the cameras caught you pointing to the sideline, and we've seen that a couple times here. When you're doing that, are you pointing to Josh? Are you acknowledging, yeah, you drew it up and it worked out? Like, what's going on there when we see that?
Some of them I think are great calls, and some of those kind of just become a habit. I think just give the coaches, you know, little details credit, you know, after the play. You know, it's always us that make the plays, but, you know, they'll always say the players make the plays go. But, you know, credit to them for all the hard work they put in. I don't think enough is, you know, said about coaches and how much time they spend. So I always try to give a little credit to the sideline, the position coaches and Coach McDaniels for what they do.
Obviously, it was really special. Also, Thursday, you guys were the only game in town and on TV, and you had a chance to sit on the set of Amazon Prime Sports Video NFL coverage with Coach Vrabel, and you guys had a great chat talking about how much each of you guys mean to each other and how far you guys think this can go. And of course, the fans were there chanting MVP at you once again. Can you just talk about how special a moment that was with your coach and all those fans after that big win?
Yeah, I think we love playing for him. I think we look forward to playing for Coach. You know, seeing what he has to say in team meetings to get us better, and seeing you know, him coach us hard, but at the same time care about us and you know, want us to be the best versions of ourselves and wants to win. So I think we all share that in common, and I think it's cool when you see you share that in common, wanting to win and wanting to win bad, and you know, want to do whatever it takes. So like I said, he's been a big part of what we do, and we're just trying to keep going and keep it one week at a time.
During that post-game sit-down on Amazon Prime, Coach Vrabel acknowledged or admitted that part of the reason he came to New England, wanted to come to New England, was to coach you. How do you react to something like that? Is it humbling? Is it cool? Like, what was your reaction when you heard that?
Yeah, my thought is to keep on, playing and prove them. I think keep on playing and know that I got to do my part, you know, every week. And it's awesome to hear that from your head coach, and it makes you want to, play better and keep on, you know, kind of keep on winning games, because that's what matters, and that's what, like I said, you know, make him, want to, coach us harder and support his quarterback and have my back even more.
Drake, my, a lot of people that talk to you obviously have kids who probably get to watch you and follow you as well, and my older boy, my 12-year-old, is a huge fan of yours, and I promised him I'd ask this question for him. He wanted to know, what has been the biggest challenge so far in your journey this season to being so consistent and awesome?
Consistent and awesome. Well, tell him he's the man. I think just take it one week at a time. You know, not to live in, you know, the future or the past. Just try to go one week at a time. And I think the biggest thing is just enjoy it. I think enjoy kind of showing up to work and showing up to blessed to play this position and play for the Patriots. Just enjoy it. You know, while it goes, I think it. The season goes by fast, so just try to enjoy it with the teammates and the guys around me and know that, what awesome time it is to play in this organization and just got to keep it going.
Drake, it seemed like you guys had the opportunity to maybe take some easy outs last week, you know, skip some meetings, you know, miss 25 minutes of meetings here or go inside and practice instead of being outside. You guys, as leadership, apparently chose not to do that. How did that decision come about? Was it easy? Are you proud of the decision you guys made? And do you think that says something about who you are and where you're trying to go?
Yeah, I don't think it's that big a deal. I mean, he thinks, With whether sometimes it's raining out here, sometimes it's cold out here, we want to, embrace the elements, and that's what they've done here in the past. And I think part of it is just, embracing this weather and know it can be an advantage for us. And I think, practicing out there in windy conditions or cold conditions just, prepares us for when, some of these, night games that we've had or, the Monday night coming up. But, really, I think just, like I said, just knowing that, this sport is played outside for a majority of the teams, and the one it's not, it's the one-off. So, but this is football weather.
Drake, it really seems like your relationship also with Will Campbell these days is in a great place, which is so very important considering what high draft picks you guys were for the Pats and how that relationship between a QB and his left tackle should be. We all kind of love that moment when you're doing your post-game presser and Will Campbell comes in and you turn around, you smiled and you laughed and you said, "Get out of here, Rook." You guys really have like is there like a great on-field relationship with a friendship that mirrors off the field as well?
Yeah, Big Country, he's been awesome. I think he's proud of the way he's kind of handled it. I think we have we're in a similar situation. Top pick, leaving college early and kind of up here on our own from the South. So just been cool for us to kind of share the similar journey and share some of my experiences with him. And he's been, him and some of the other rookies we have, and Jared and Travion, have been a great class, and Kyle and Craig on the defensive side. So proud of what they've done as a rookie class. And I think Will's just coming to work and coming to practice him, really every day. He's one of our best practice players, and it shows up in the games, and it's fun kind of sharing our accents. I think his is a lot stronger than mine, so it's fun to hear that. And I think that's the best thing about it, is just, like I said, sharing some similar experiences and sharing what I had learned from last year and knowing what a long season it was compared to college. So it's also cool being young and both kind of living the same kind of life.
Drake May here with us on a Patriots Monday on WEEI Afternoons. Drake, Coach Vrabel has started saying no naps. He's been throwing that phrase around. I think he may have even gestured it to you when you were out on the field offensively at one point during the game on Thursday night, kind of did the Steph Curry, put his hands to his cheeks. What does no naps mean? How do you take that, and what does it mean for this football team?
Yeah, it's been no plays off. It's no days off. It's what Coach Vrabel, it's what he brings every day. It's no days off. It's no plays off. I think times when we get up in games offensively and kind of have a two-score lead or have a chance to put the game out of reach, we need to be at our best and still have that same urgency as we do in the beginning of a game. And I think he's trying to get that across to the team and knowing that good teams have a chance to come back on us and make it a game. So that's what we're trying to be, is no naps and don't take plays off, because every position, every play matters.
Drake, I'm not sure if you saw this, but a lot was made last week on social media and such of you being a multi-sport athlete, not just someone who played football and football only, with some of your basketball highlights and even some interesting pictures of Nick Saban and Steve Sarkisian scouting you at a basketball game. I'm just curious if you still believe playing multiple sports is great for the contemporary athlete, and did that help make you a better quarterback? Nick Saban, by the way, was on the Pat McAfee show the other day saying that if you weren't a quarterback, you probably could have played basketball at North Carolina and even maybe been a pro hooper.
I'm not sure about that. Coach, it's nice to say that, but I was a huge fan. Me and my brothers, we all played. It was football season. We put pads on, basketball season, and went to baseball season. So our favorite sport was really whichever season it was, and I think that's what our parents did growing up, and that's what I was just accustomed to. And I think nowadays, kids are so worried about trying to get to the highest level playing the same sport. I think playing different sports and different experiences and being in different situations is so good for you at a young age, and was so good for me. I'm a big fan of playing different sports. I remember in high school, we had a football game. Our last football game was on a Friday, and that next Tuesday, my junior year in high school, I was starting in the basketball game. So I loved it. I love, transitioning to sports and one, some outside, basketball is inside, and playing whatever you can, whether it's, different sports throughout the seasons. And I think it's such a huge advantage of, playing quarterback and then in basketball having the ball at the end of your hand with the last shot, and just how similar it really is. And some of the sports translate and, movement-wise, and some don't. But, I'm a huge fan of it, and hopefully one day have my own family and have my kids play as many as they want and as many as they can. So I'm a fan, and I know parents and some people are different opinionated, but obviously, I think you know, it may have worked out for me and my brothers.
Drake, your coach, Vrabel, dismissed this question, but I felt like I'd give you the opportunity because, you know, you're familiar with this guy and he played for the Patriots. Cam Newton said the Patriots are fool's gold. That was his words, not mine. Do you hear those things? Do you react those things? Any comment on that?
Oh, no, I don't even know what show he's on. You know, I think they get paid to make remarks and, you know, make certain comments. So, you know, just worried about what people in our organization think and worried about what we think and my teammates think. And, you know, everybody's going to have different opinions. So we should go out there on Sunday and worry about ourselves.
Speaking of going out there Sunday and worrying about yourselves, next game you are famously a famous phrase here in New England. You're on to Cincinnati. What are you most looking forward to about this Bengals matchup? Looks like it won't be Joe Burrow, but you get someone else who can really chuck the rock in Joe Flacco.
Yeah, I think, you know, they got a high power off.
Oh, did we lose you, Drake?
You'll get on the road. You got us?
Yep, you're back.
I got you, buddy.
Yeah, looking forward to getting on the road again. They got some good players. They got a high power offense, and we got to do our part of going on the road again and, you know, trying to get another one. So, you know, looking forward to that. And, you know, been there before last year, so just trying to, you know, get back on track.
All right, it's your favorite time of the interview. It's time for us to do a little May or May Not.
May or May Not.
It's time for a weekly peek.
May or May Not.
Inside the likes, loves, mind, and style of New England's quarterback.
May or May Not.
May Not.
On WEEI Afternoons.
All right, Drake, I'm not even sure if I'm qualified to ask this question. I don't know what it means, but I'm sure you've come across it. 6'7", may or may not.
6'7". I'm not really sure what it means, but I'm for the trend, so I'd say may.
Yeah, I hear it about 50 times a day in my house with two young boys, Drake. Be glad you don't have any around just yet. Speaking of young kids and things they love, video games. A lot of guys are gamers, probably, especially on your team. Video games is a chill-out tool for you, may or may not.
Yeah, I could play some video games. You know, I grew up with your older brother, so we loved playing. So I could play some video games.
I'm going to ask this one on the fly, coming off the question about multi-sports and Saban saying you could have played at UNC. Drake May is the best basketball player in the Gillette Stadium locker room, may or may not.
Ooh. We've had this debate many times in the training room and the meal room. I like my chances. I like my chances a lot. I think combination of some of those guys, some of the big guys, they can't move with me, and some of the DBs and receivers, I think they're too small. So I like my chances.
All right, we'll stay with the multi-sport subject. If you were not a quarterback, would you want to be a professional basketball player, may or may not?
Oh, for sure. I think the NBA, playing the NBA would be awesome. You know, with the Celtics game the other day, and you know, I think that sport and is a great sport, and it's fun to watch. I know they got a lot of games, so it's kind of one of those things. It's really the ultimate, you know, next game mentality, and I think it's one of my favorites growing up playing basketball. I don't think I could, though. I don't know if I'm good enough, but I would try.
All right, growing up in the Charlotte area, I'm guessing you watched this guy, maybe you even crossed paths with him. Ric Flair is the greatest wrestler of all time, may or may not.
Ooh, that's a good one. I'd probably say, probably may not. You know, I'm not sure. I'm a big fan of the two claps and Ric Flair, but I think there's some there's some pretty good ones out there. And I know that the entertainment wrestling is a big thing.
All right, even though you're a young dude, you're married, homeowner as well now. So Drake May, as a handyman who loves do-it-yourself projects, may or may not.
Ooh, I'd like to try to get into it more. I probably need to be better. I think about the efforts there. I don't think the skills are there. So everyone take that.
I don't know if this is allowed before I get the quarterback question of the week, but follow-up question, do you have a favorite wrestler of all time or the best wrestler of all time?
Favorite wrestler? I was an Undertaker fan.
Nice.
Okay. I was a fan of the Undertaker growing up, and I think real wrestling, I got into real wrestling a little bit. I think it was Burroughs was his name for the USA. He was real good and, you know, competitive wrestling, but probably Undertaker and WWE stuff.
Awesome. Okay, time now for the quarterback question of the week. The quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with six New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com. This week's question comes from Ricky in Rochester. What do you feel like you've improved most on this season, and what do you feel like you still need to most improve on this season?
What I've improved on most this season, I think just kind of navigating to the next play and knowing that the next play is more important than what just happened, whether it was a one that I like to have back or one that we scored on. I think just knowing that next play and having that mentality and always, I think Coach Vrabel's helped me a lot with just moving on and kind of screw it and just go for the next one. And I think Steele could improve on is, I'm always trying to improve on commanding the offense, knowing the offense, getting to good plays, getting to better plays. I think the more I'm in this offense, the better it'll be and the better it'll get. And just trying to work hard at that and try to be the best I can every week.
All right, Drake, we appreciate you joining us this Monday. Good luck prepping and playing the Bengals, and we'll talk to you a week from today.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Thanks, Drake.
Thanks, Drake.
Patriots quarterback Drake May here on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, we need to react to a couple things he said, including his favorite wrestler of all time. Is that in play? I don't know. Maybe that and more up next here on WEEI.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It was football season. We put pads on, basketball season, and went to baseball season. So our favorite sport was really whichever season it was. And I think that's what, our parents, did growing up. And that's what I was just accustomed to. And I think nowadays, kids are so worried about trying to get to the highest level, playing the same sport. I think playing different sports and different experiences and being in different situations is so good for you at a young age and was so good for me. You know, I'm a big fan of playing sports, playing different sports. Some of the sports translate and, you know, movement-wise and some don't, but you know, I'm a huge fan of it and hopefully one day have my own family and have my kids play as many as they want and as many as they can.
Drake May, preaching the proper preach right there about youth sports, young athletes playing multiple sports. That was us chatting with him. A very affable Drake May. If, I got to tell you, if his mood is any indication coming off the mini-bye, Bengals, you in trouble.
Pats Watch by a out. Million.
The MVP is coming for you. That 7 point or whatever they are favored by, not enough. Lay the
are
points.
Are they a 7 point favorite? I have not even like listened to a podcast, let alone check the spreads for week 12. They're a 7 point favorite.
I believe they're a 7 point favorite. It started like 5 and change and has already worked its way up the look ahead line to 7 points. But if you missed Drake May's interview, you can always go back on the Audacy app, AUDACY. Use the rewind feature. Follow WEEI Afternoons podcasts, wherever you get those, Spotify, iHeart, Apple, any of those outlets. But Stiz, I believe we have some breaking news.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
I think the NFL is quite consistent. You spit, you sit. Jamar Chase, spit. In this weekend's game against the Pittsburgh Steelers at Jalen Ramsey, Jamar Chase has been suspended for one game, and that one game will be Sunday in Cincinnati against your New England Patriots. So you don't have to deal with Jamar Chase or Joe Burrow. Patriots might be why the line is going upward as the Patriots head to town, Dan Ball.
Oh, my God. The easy schedule gets easier, boys. Oh, yeah, my God. Will they ever face somebody who isn't an easy team? Oh, no.
The NFL has it out. That's right. They want the damn Patriots back up there. The second you said it opened at 5 or 5.5 and it was up to 7, the first thing that ran through my mind was, oh, Chase has already must have been suspended. And then it comes to be true. If I remember his contract correctly, this may be one of the most expensive, since you lose a one-game check, this is going to be one of the most expensive spits in history.
Oh, I'm sure it is. Oh, yeah, this is going to cost him a lot of money. Also, though, I love to play radio, and I'd love to go down like the Lee Jamar Chase spit. Like you,
it's all part of the script.
Does it go that deep? Is that deep a state where somehow you got Jamar Chase to spit? Because that's pretty impressive. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah. The number, by the way, fellas, $448,333, along with a $58,823 per game active bonus will be forfeiting. So you put that together, ooh, we're at over $500,000.
So a nice house in certain areas. Maybe not all areas, but at least a very nice down payment on a very nice house almost anywhere. That's what it'll cost Jamar Chase. He will not play against the Patriots on Sunday in Cincinnati. We'll talk about that and much more coming up in the drive. Mike Vrabel, he doesn't want his team to nap. He's reacting to Cam Newton. We talk to Drake May, all that and more in the drive here next on WEEI.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok's Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.